My name is Aria King. I am 12 years old. Today is November 27th, and I'm speaking with Dory, who is my grandma. We are recording this interview in Monroe, North Carolina. What was your childhood home like?
More details? I'm not sure. It was me. I'm the oldest. I lived in Albemarle, North Carolina. In a big, huge Victorian farmhouse. It was mostly me until I was 9 years old, and then I have sisters that are twins that were born. I would go outside and play and run around until the streetlights came on. I would ride my bicycle all over town, out in the county, be gone for hours and hours and hours. There wasn't any kids in my neighborhood to play with, so I had to play mostly by myself and ride my bicycle by myself. I had a goat. I had a Shetland pony. Every year for Easter, I got duck. Even though we lived in the city limits, in those days, you could have farm animals.
Who else lived in the house with you?
It was my mom and my dad. Sometimes my grandma came to visit. And then, like I said, after I turned 9, my twin sisters were in the house.
What did your bedroom look like?
The main bedroom had twin beds in it because that's where my grandma would stay when she would come to visit. When I got older, I was moved to my bedroom to just a single bed all the way upstairs, basically in a reclaimed attic. I remember as a child, I counted the stairs. It was 27 steps to go to my bedroom up the staircase.
That's cool because today's November 27th.
Ah, yes.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
Of school? Walking to school. I had to have to walk both ways. I remember... I loved recess. In those days, we would play kickball and different games like that out on the playground. I didn't do really well in school a lot because I didn't like to read in those days. There was one guy that picked on me a lot that was sort of like a bully. And finally, he stopped doing that when we got to be about in the fifth grade. Don't know why he picked on me, but he did.
Okay. What jobs did you have when you were a teenager?
I babysat a lot in those days. And then when I was about 17, I got a job at a store at the time that was sort of like what we would call Target now. But it was by the name of Zayers, started with a Z, and I was one of the registers at the front where people would check out.
What did you do with the money you earned?
But mainly bought myself things because I lived at home, so I didn't have any bills. I did have a car, so I would put gas in my car, and then just go out to eat and have fun with my friends.